Every patient tells a different story, and every recovery journey teaches us something new. Welcome to Neuro Rehab Conversations, where we discuss the science, challenges, and breakthroughs shaping modern rehabilitation. This is Dr. Andrea Johnston and Dr. Ashley Brown, and we will be leading this discussion. So, for today's deep dive, we're looking into the clinical evidence around rebuilding the sensory motor loop.
Yeah, specifically how neurological injuries, you know, disrupt that loop and how new platforms like Stimul 3 actually step in to restore those vital pathways.
Right. Because if you've ever worked in a clinic, you know that heartbreaking moment when a patient is trying their absolute hardest, but, you know, the limb just won't budge. I mean, it's like trying to speak into a disconnected microphone. The intent is there, but the output is totally muted.
Yeah, that microphone analogy is perfect.
Yeah.
Because to really understand the disruption, we have to look at the neurophysiology of proprioception. Like, normally your brain sends a motor command, the muscle contracts, and then proprioceptors send feedback right back up to the brain.
Which gives you kinesthesia, right? Like the actual feeling of motion.
Exactly. And that sensory confirmation is, well, it's absolutely essential for neuroplasticity. But after a stroke or a severe injury, that loop just breaks.
So the patient is trying to move, but without visible movement, there's zero proprioceptive feedback. The brain gets nothing back.
Right. The pathway is starved of the reinforcement it desperately needs to rewire itself.
But here's the fundamental problem for us in the clinic. I mean, if there's no visible movement, how can we or the technology really even know the nervous system is trying to move?
Well, that's where the research gets super fascinating, because we used to just look at a motionless limb and assume total paralysis. But the clinical evidence shows that weak neural signals, what we call microvolitional bursts, actually do reach the muscle.
Wait, really? Even with no visible movement?
Yeah. They're tiny, maybe 10 to 30 microvolts, but they survive the journey down the spinal cord.
Okay, so the intent is there. It's just like a whisper. And that's where the Stimul 3 platform comes in as a bridge, right? It detects those hidden intents using EMG signals and converts them into assisted movement.
Yep, exactly.
But wait, let me push back a bit here. Because early recovery signals are chaotic, they fluctuate so much, wouldn't standard threshold systems just, you know, completely miss these weak signals or get totally confused by muscle fatigue?
That's a really common issue, and it's exactly why older static systems fail. But the clinical evidence points to a specific solution called Biorhythm IQ, which uses adaptive thresholds.
Adaptive thresholds, so it's not a fixed baseline.
No, not at all. Instead of setting a fixed baseline that gets confused when a muscle twitches, Stimul 3 continuously responds to real-time signal fluctuations.
Wow, so it's sampling the noise and just adapting on the fly.
Right. It dynamically adjusts to what the patient's muscle is doing in that exact millisecond.
Yeah.
And once it isolates a genuine intentional microburst from the background static, it triggers synchronized stimulation. And it does it incredibly fast, in under 150 milliseconds.
Under 150 milliseconds, that's incredible. So it actually physically completes the movement right as the patient attempts it. How does that precise timing change the clinical experience for you listening out there?
Well, for the patient, it's a profound shift. Stimul 3 actually restores kinesthesia. They transition from being, you know, passive recipients of therapy to active participants. They're genuinely engaged in intention-driven rehab.
And as therapists, we gain so much precision. I mean, the adaptive thresholds mean we don't miss any meaningful attempt.
Exactly. We capture every single ounce of patient effort. And we do it without needing to constantly stop the session to manually recalibrate the machine.
Which gives us more time to just focus on guiding the patient. So to leave you with a final thought to mull over on your own. If technologies like Stimul 3 can now effectively listen to the nervous system's invisible whispers, how might this change our clinical definition of what it actually means to be paralyzed?
Thanks for joining us on Neuro Rehab Conversations. Recovery is about more than movement. It's about restoring independence and quality of life. We'll see you on the next episode.